Simon & Schuster Audio presents If Only It Were True by Mark Levy. Read by Michael McGlone.
Part 1. June. The novelty clock sitting on the unpainted wooden nightstand sounded at 5:30. Curled under a light down comforter in the middle of her large iron bed, Lauren opened her eyes to the clear golden light of dawn unique to a rare, non-foggy San Francisco summer morning. Half asleep, she fumbled for the button to turn off the alarm. She rubbed her eyes and looked down at her dog, Callie, who sat up eagerly, expectantly, on the heavy knit rug beside her. "Don't look at me like that. I don't even feel human yet." At the sound of her voice, the dog leaped onto the bed and rested her head on her owner's belly. Lauren stroked her and yawned. Then she remembered what day it was. "Move, sweetie. I have to get up and make us both some breakfast." It had been another too short night's rest. Lauren was a resident at San Francisco Memorial Hospital, and yesterday's tour of duty had lasted well beyond the usual 24 hours because of a last-minute influx of burn victims from a major fire. The first ambulances had roared into the emergency entrance 10 minutes before she was due to finish. Without waiting for the relief team, Lauren began evaluating the injured. With the swift practice moves of an experienced